So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Welcome. Hello. It is Miles Sprong here with you tonight. Tonight, it is the morning. Sorry. I'm up in the hizzy. I'm up in the station. I am here with Lorelai Smith and Landon Nelson for the 411. How are you guys doing on this fine, I was going to say evening again. My brain is not right. What's going on?
Well, hello there. It is definitely a great evening.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Totally.
It's 7:47 p.m., not a.m.
Yeah. Huh. Guys, why are you driving to work? It's the evening.
Yeah, go it's home, guys.
No, don't go home. Make that bread.
Make that bread. No way. He just said make that bread. I'm doing fantastic, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, got softball tonight against Ooh. Warren Central. Got the broadcast going on with my boy Garrett Burkle.
Yes, sir. From
starting game time starts at 5:30. And yeah, so that'll be a grand old time. I know it was with me and Brody West. You know, we're prepping for the marathon this Friday and Saturday. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited.
I'm very pumped. Yeah, I'm excited.
I've got a special lead on something that is a surprise, and I can't really talk about it yet because it's not confirmed, but I have a lead on something. So stay tuned for maybe tomorrow or later today. Depends on when I get a response. But yeah, so we're all doing great here at the station. Let's just jump into it. Let's just go. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Let's just do it, you know? MLB recap. Month one is over. Well, almost. We have one more day of month one, but it's essentially over. And at the top of the NL Central is the Chicago Cubs with the Milwaukee Brewers at close second with half games back, even though we should have won last night and we didn't. Because this stupid call by an umpire where essentially Jake Bauer swung and missed, and it was a pass ball, so it went behind the catcher, and Bauer's bat hit the catcher's, like the top of the catcher's helmet, and because it hit him, the play was called dead, and Sal Frelick, who was at third, stole home, so he was sent back, even though it was a totally legal play. And it should have, whatever, doesn't matter. And then Cincinnati Reds, two games back of first place, and a half back. Ooh,
keeping it close, Brewers. Guys. How about them Reds? Let's keep it going. Keep the pressure on them.
Yeah. Yeah. And then for the NL East, Atlanta Braves, obviously, are, you know, amazing. So with the Phillies, a game and a half behind. Dodgers in first place with a worse record than I was expecting, 19-12.
Yeah, that's with Shohei Ohtani, and the roster's loaded with talent.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're ridiculous. So little worse than I would have thought, which, I mean, it's a disappointing start to their year, but they always get it back up and running. In the AL East, it is tied between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees.
Ooh.
The Yankees are back, and it's annoying. With the Red Sox 2.5 games back. AL Central, Cleveland Guardians lead the AL in win percentage with the Tigers Tigers and Royals both 3 games back. Then for the AL West, the Seattle Mariners in first place with the defending World Series champions, Texas Rangers in second. Hey, they're a game back.
How about the Mariners right now?
And then how about the Oakland A's in third place in that division?
Wow. Yeah.
Projected to be one of the worst teams in baseball. I mean, which they aren't good by any means, but they're 13-17, 3.5 games back. They're ahead of the Angels and the Houston Astros. Houston Astros are 9-19, having an abysmal start to their season.
They're surprising a lot of people's expectations when the Oakland A's have been like written off as this awful team. Which they're, I mean, don't
which
get me
they
wrong.
Are.
Which, they're not great, but I mean
They're winning with the power of friendship.
Stop, My Little Pony.
Before they moved to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be in Sacramento for a couple of years. But yeah, so there we go. That's the standings update. A lot of highlights, a lot of surprising players leading the MLB in stats, but I don't want to take up all of our time here today. Mm-hmm. So let's just go. So in a recent interview, Anna Gunn, who played Skyler White in Breaking Bad, who has been, how do I say this, hated on immensely for a long time, says that after, you know, like, I think the show's been out for like 15 years, after about 15 years, people are finally being nicer to her in public because they've finally calmed down about her role as Skyler White, because Skyler White is the worst person ever and I hate her. But, you know, at least people are being nice to Anna Gunn now, so that's pretty good. So recently there's been talks about Spider-Man 4 for Tom Holland.
Sweet. Wow.
And of course Tom Holland wants to do it, saying, I'll always want to do Spider-Man films. I owe my life and my career to Spider-Man. And he apparently is being involved in the creative direction of it.
That's awesome.
Where he's just watching and learning and pitching ideas. And he's having he's having a grand old time. He said it's just a really fun stage for me. Everyone wants it to happen. And it's the first time in this process that I've been part of the creative so early.
Well, not really directing, but kind of in the creative, like, writing and creative.
Well, yeah, I mean,
filmmaking.
Just an ideas,
yeah. Just
man.
An ideas, yeah. Yeah. That's so, pretty awesome, though. That's spectacular.
Which is good with how well he knows the character, too.
So.
He has indeed played him for 3 movies. Hence, it's Spider-Man 4. Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
Actually, 4 movies because of, no, 6 movies. If you include Captain America Civil War. Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame.
Yep.
Here we go. Okay. So apparently, the tattoo artist that tattooed up. Sorry.
Bless you.
Sorry, little sneeze break there. The tattoo artist behind that did LeBron James's tattoos. Apparently sued NBA 2K because he claimed that his art that's on LeBron James' character model was his and copyrighted. So therefore, 2K owes him money for using the LeBron James tattoos, which so many problems with that. First of all, I mean, if it's not a trademark, I mean, copyright's a really big gray area, but if it's not, you know, trademarked, that really is a major part of it. And then also, I mean, it's on his body.
It's a human being, dude.
And,
like,
and according to the NBA Players Association, which is in deals with 2K,
yep.
You are allowed to use a player's likeness and a player's... Or you're allowed to use a player's likeness and resemblance. So therefore... You're allowed to use it without any stuff. Yeah. Apparently, Spotify has been really spotty lately. Ooh, has been really spotty lately. Get it? Because Spotify, it's been very spotty. So, it's apparently been very spotty lately. It's been... Our servers have been going down a lot recently. And multiple users are reporting about that. So hopefully they fix that, because Spotify is amazing and I love it.
I haven't had any issues.
Well,
have you had issues?
No. But people have, so I hope they fix it.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, that's... Okay, interesting. So, according to TMZ... Kanye West might be venturing into a new realm of business in launching an adult film studio.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
What's our next topic?
Yeah, not much more to say about that. I just thought that was really weird, and I thought I'd share. Landon, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, man. I'm all right.
What's going on, buddy?
I'm just... I'm very puzzled, and I have no words to say right now.
He's discombobulated right now.
He's in disbelief.
I'm in disbelief and kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, understandable, understandable. Okay, let's see. So this is a major piece of news right here. This is big.
All right, buddy.
What is it?
Joe Biden has officially signed the TikTok banning law. So now the parent company behind TikTok, ByteSquare, has 9 months to sell the company to a U.S. platform or to a different U.S. company. Otherwise, they have to sell TikTok. It doesn't have to be their entire company, but they have to sell TikTok to a U.S. company. Otherwise, it's going to be banned in the U.S. Which, honestly, Instagram Reels is better, so...
I use YouTube Shorts. I don't have Instagram. I don't use social media.
I deleted TikTok, so I don't really get on TikTok.
Dude, Facebook Reels are actually crazy.
That's what my mom watches, Facebook Reels.
So, like, it imports over from your Instagram Reels, but it's also, like, just worse in general. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place to be.
My grandma watches Facebook Reels. She has Instagram. Like, I remember...
Let's go, Grandma Nelly.
I woke up one day, and my grandma's watching a Facebook Live of some older lady cooking breakfast, and I'm like, Nina, what is going on? She's just watching Reels of this
Grandma Nelly on Facebook Reels.
Older lady cooking like biscuits and gravy, just watching Reels. Like, it's like, what?
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I mean, people watch a lot of weird stuff. I mean, for example, my significant other, I walked into her room when I was hanging out with her the other day, and she had on just these two old dudes talking about the Constitution.
What?
Because she's in We the People, and she watches these old dudes for all of the information,
like,
on
the preamble,
her section
and everything. Yeah,
for all of her section in the Constitution.
Yep, exactly.
So she just is watching these random old dudes talk about the Constitution for like an hour, and I'm like, "What are you like? What's the plan?" And she met them at DC, and they were actually really awesome.
That's freaking sick. There was this older guy. He's like the milkshake guy, and he's making
Happy Milkshake Monday.
Dude, that guy.
I love him so much.
And I'm like,
if he passes away, I'm going to be so sad. You won't understand.
I'm going to have to learn how. He's just like, Happy Milkshake Monday. I'm like, that could literally be
No, you're not. He doesn't say Monday. He says Happy Milkshake Monday.
Yeah, that could be my
Is he Irish?
My grandma should be Monday. Making Instagram Reels of her cooking, like biscuits and gravy. It's like, biscuits and gravy with Grandma Nelly.
Yes,
this
sir.
This is kind of step by step.
That'd yes, be, sir.
But yeah, anyways.
What were we talking about?
What? We were talking about...
I was going to say, are you done? Are you done, Lorelai?
What was I done? I'm just folding a piece of paper. Okay, sorry.
I'm
have
talking
to
about Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels, the Milkshake Monday guy.
Happy Milkshake Monday.
That guy.
Anyways. Something that happened recently, maybe not within the last week, but still pretty recently, controversial.
JoJo Siwa?
That's not at all where I was going, but let's actually talk about that first. So, JoJo Siwa.
I have no idea what's going on.
So, JoJo Siwa just released her song, Karma. I was about to say, and it was ripped off from another artist where she made a cover of it and is passing off as her own. And she says bad words in it, people. She is no longer for kids. She's no longer kid-friendly.
She's no longer kid-friendly.
She's starting a new era.
Yeah, and she is going insane. The dance for the music video looks like she's having a seizure. And also, like, is weirdly gyrating.
I was forced to watch it.
It's awful.
I've never watched it.
And then she came out with like this weird.
Anytime soon.
And she like came out with this like, with these weird outfits that like made her like look all emo. Yeah, she looked like Gene Simmons, but like worse.
A punk rocker.
Yeah, yeah. But like bad. Like, and she was like, no one's ever made this dramatic of a shift. And so that she like invented gay pop or something. And I'm like, that's just not true. I mean, like Elton John is very openly gay. And he's been making music for
George Michael. Well, George Michael.
George Michael.
The same way.
The man, the myth, the legend, Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Living La Vida Loca.
I love Elton John.
But, no, so, she's starting this new genre.
No. Pop, or gay pop is her thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Her makeup also looks like she put some eyeliner on and then just cried.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that's the point, though.
I have no idea what they're talking about right now. I just want
to
throw that out.
You gotta look it up, Landon.
Yeah, you have to.
We gotta watch it after the show.
You're listening to WBG FM HD1 Indianapolis. This is the 411 with your host Miles Sprung, co-host Lorelei Smith, and last but not least, co-host Landon Nelson, aka Big Nelly.
Big Nelly.
All right.
Great legal, buddy. Great job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
So what were you getting on to before that?
This happened like on the evening of like one of my first Indians games, because I don't know if I mentioned I'm a bat boy for the Indianapolis Indians, and it's awesome, and I love it. That's all I'm going to talk about it, because I could talk about it for days. This happened like as I was driving, or I found out about this as I was driving home, or I was on the way home. Have you guys heard about this whole Morgan Wallen thing?
What?
Oh, was it about him at the bar and he's throwing a chair?
Yeah, he heard he heard his baby mama got married or something, and he was a little inebriated and threw a chair out of like a second, third story window.
Yeah.
And almost hit two police officers, and that would have probably killed him, if not critically injured them. So, like, now he's facing up to 15 years in prison. So, I mean,
I'm not a fan of his music anyway, so it doesn't bother me.
Well, I mean, neither am I, but, I mean, still, I mean, it's
that's wild.
But, and he
that's
was like.
That's unfortunate, man.
Yeah, it's.
Country superstar, and.
It's
just unfortunate because Morgan Wallen right now is one of the most popular country singers, and when it seems like when these artists or just people in general, when they get to like they're at the top, like you look at when they get to the top and they make some silly mistake, it ruins everything they built. It's just unfortunate because it's happened time and time again with other artists.
Also, when you're
and athletes.
When you're that big, you need to be role models for your your community.
Yeah, but like what I will say is what is kind of disgusting is that people online are like backing him up and being like, oh yeah, free Morgan Wallen. He didn't do anything wrong. Like, yes, he did. He almost killed two people, and not even just two people,
two officers.
The law.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what's wild to me. People get such big followings. And, like, their followers will see nothing wrong with what they do.
Yeah, and then, like, he was still a little inebriated, but still, I mean, he was smiling in his mugshot, and, like, his tweet after the fact was very unremorseful. Like, I don't know. It's a bad, very, very bad look.
Yeah.
So, that was pretty big controversy. I mean, it happened like a week and a half ago, so a little outside of the time frame that I go for, but I figured I'd talk about it because it's something that's important. Mm-hmm. Something else that... Okay.
Uh-oh.
Please don't tell me I broke my phone. I did not break my phone. Awesome. But something else that's been going on recently is there was protesting at the IU campus here in Indianapolis with the whole Israel-Palestine thing. And it got shut down, and there was like 34 people arrested something like that.
It happened in Bloomington, I believe, too.
Yeah, it was on the Bloomington campus. It was like 34 protesters arrested because they had temporary setups up there, so they had like tents and canopies and stuff like that, which the policy changed the day of, and they were warned six times before they started making arrests, but because it was a protest and, you know, they're protesting, they obviously didn't want to take down their protest. Not going to take any stance on that. But now it's all interesting over there. There's more protests and now less about the stuff in the Middle East and more about the IU police or the police. And yeah, it's a whole situation, yeah, which stinks. But, you know,
why did my weather app open? Sorry.
What's the weather looking like today?
It's 58 degrees here in cloudy. Oh crap. Wait, I just lost everything. Hold on. Oopsies. 58 degrees here in this cloudy Indianapolis morning with a high of 75.
Nice.
So hopefully it gets a little warmer outside so I won't be freezing during the Warren Central softball game tonight here against Ben Davis. The Ben Davis softball game here against Warren Central. Oops, wrong way around.
I don't want it to get any hotter because the air conditioning is broken once again at my school.
That's sad.
Womp, womp.
I'm sorry.
We're doing great.
Yeah, we're doing great.
It breaks every year.
Why does it break every year?
I don't know. We have the worst luck with air conditioning. Our prom was held at the butterfly exhibit at the zoo. The air conditioning there was broken. And you're right next to a literal sauna.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was like 80 degrees in that building.
Did you at least see some butterflies?
No, they did not let us go in that part.
That's lame.
You could stand at the window of it and watch them fly around.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But,
I go to prom at the zoo, I'm going to be by the zebras and tigers and lions and rhinos. And giraffes will be dancing the night away.
I'm going to be in a hotel event center. My prom location's lame.
Decatur Central's going to be at the Children's
Museum. Friday I'm going?
Decatur Central's going to be at the Children's Museum.
We're at the Children's Museum.
I don't know if they're going to open exhibits or not. If they do and I don't go and the dinosaur exhibit's open, I'm going to be very
upset. You should go, Brendan. You're going to be upset.
It's all good.
That you don't go.
I didn't buy a ticket in time and it's like $50, so it's a lot of dough.
Did they not do fundraising for it?
I just don't want to pay $50. I need to get my oil changed and tires rotated. And yeah, I know it sounds very lame, but it's called being an adult.
I paid $40 for my ticket. Anyways, doesn't matter. We got robbed, guys.
Why?
So we all know this little game called Grand Theft Auto V.
Oh yes.
And recently, it was revealed that the voice actor for Trevor Phillips, or Stephen Ogg, he's been in a bunch of other stuff, but the actor for Trevor, character in the game, he recently revealed that he filmed DLC, or that he filmed DLC content for the story mode version of GTA 5, and it just never got released. So we could have gotten hours more of story and content.
Of Trevor,
of Michael, of Franklin, of everyone.
Everyone.
And it got taken from us. And I'm honestly so upset about it. I heard about it recently and I was really upset. And yeah. And then Rockstar was just like, yeah, never mind. I mean, it's good, but never mind. We hate it. Never mind.
Didn't the story mode take over 2 hours to complete?
Oh, the story mode takes forever.
I thought it was longer than that.
No, it's like, I think like 20 hours, something like that. Maybe, I don't know. But I just know I have 85 hours in the game. And that's not even including all the time I spent on the PS4 version online. So, I very much like Grand Theft Auto V. Yeah, so we got taken, we didn't get taken. We got robbed is what I was trying to say. Eminem, he's Slim Shady. Yes, he's the real Slim Shady. Recently just announced his new album.
Sweet.
The death of Slim Shady.
Ooh.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, wait. Hold on. There's a subtitle. The death of Slim Shady, and then in parentheses, coup de grace. Which is Finn Balor's finishing move from WWE, where he jumps off the top rope and stomps on someone. It's awesome. But, yeah, so a trailer teases the demise of his alter ego, Slim Shady, with a true crime reporter detailing the character's controversial journey.
This is awesome. I can't wait.
Eminem says, I knew it was only a matter of time for Slim, highlighting the persona's impact since its inception in the late 90s. And it'll be his 12th studio album. Hopefully this one doesn't suck. Because the other ones haven't been great.
The album with Godzilla was okay. It was right.
Oh, Music to be Murdered By.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was right. It wasn't bad.
I mean, I don't know. Here we go. So the Peaky Blinders movie, because, you know, Peaky Blinders needs to have a movie, apparently. I've never watched it. I just know Cillian Murphy's in it, and that's all I care about. Which, I mean, I don't hate Cillian Murphy. I like Cillian Murphy. That wasn't a diss on Cillian Murphy. I apologize. But the Peaky Blinders movie is ready to go, says creator Stephen Knight, and assures fans of a larger budget film that surpasses expectations. Production is set for September. All scripts are written. Everything's cast. And they are going to start filming soon. Oh, well, going back to the TikTok thing, TikTok owner ByteDance recently came out and said that they would rather shut down in the U.S. than sell it to a U.S. company.
Sounds like we're not getting it.
So, no more TikTok. Sorry, people. I don't really care, but...
I don't use it, so...
Yeah, neither do I. Which, actually, you know what? RIP TikTok, because I used it a lot in 2020. But,
I made a few TikToks.
I made a few also, and they were not good.
No, they were pretty awful.
Yeah, mine too. Mine too. So, obviously, we've all heard the news about O.J. Simpson and how he passed away recently. But apparently, Owen Wilson declined a $12 million offer to star in the upcoming film The Juice, directed by Joshua Newton. Where it delves into the question of O.J. Simpson's innocence, focusing on attorney Douglas McCann's role during Simpson's 1995 trial. Newton, disappointed by Wilson's decision, aims to find a more suitable replacement. Boris Kodjo, I don't know how to pronounce that last name, sorry, and Charlotte Kirk are already cast as O.J. and Nicole Brown Simpson, respectively. So sounds like we're going to be getting a movie about how O.J. is innocent. So that'll be interesting to see. And that's why Owen Wilson declined that, is because he was like, oh, he's not innocent. So, but I don't know.
The Juice just sounds deceiving. It sounds like another Beetlejuice movie.
No, that was just his nickname in the 70s.
I will not be watching that movie.
I don't know. I think it'd be interesting. I might watch it.
Why?
Why?
Why won't you watch it?
Why won't I watch a film about? I'm not really into cases or if people are innocent or not. I'm just not really into big to like court and law watching films. It kind of just
fair enough.
Yeah.
Reportedly, Tom Holland and Zendaya have talked about getting married. Ooh.
How many times have we heard that?
I think this is the first time. That I know of, at least. But, and I think I saw a tweet about this that said, so how would that work? Would Zendaya become Zendaya Holland? Or would Tom Holland just need to change his name to Tom and take off the last name? Get it? Because.
Okay. I feel like they'd change
the name. Never mind.
They just, yeah.
Never mind. You know what? That was funny, and no one thought it was, and you guys didn't think it was, so I'm disappointed in both of you. Okay.
So funny.
So,
what? I was trying to laugh.
Snoop Doggy Dogg, Snoop D-O-double-G, special guest commentator at WrestleMania 40, Snoop Dogg, apparently does Twitch streams. I didn't know this.
What?
But apparently he does Twitch. Apparently he does Twitch streams. But apparently he muted himself on a stream on accident and didn't notice for days later. So he did multiple streams.
With being muted?
Just being entirely silent.
Is he not looking at his chat?
I guess not.
Was he playing Fortnite or something?
I don't know. It just says
Snoop Dogg playing Snoop Dogg's Fortnite.
Twitch streams have become well known and loved, but at one point he went live for 3 days in a row without sound and had zero idea. It was suspected that the reason for the silent streams was Twitch having muted Snoop while he was live for playing music while he voice chatted with his friends. So he was playing music, so Twitch muted him, and then when he stopped playing music, he didn't unmute himself. So he was just, it was just silent for days, and he had no clue.
That's
need to, there needs to be a Snoop Dogg Twitch Let's Play of video games.
I mean, I think that's what he does. I don't know what games he plays, but.
Playing Fortnite.
That would Fortnite, be awesome.
Grand Theft Auto. No, he hops on NASCAR. That'd be priceless. Snoop Dogg.
Hops on NASCAR Heat 5. It'll work.
No, he's just playing Minecraft.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. When he was commentating for WrestleMania, it was a Philadelphia Street Fight match between The Pride and The Final Testament. And, oh, my goodness. He was so funny. Because, I mean, we know his reputation for being on certain substances. So...
Yeah.
Or a certain substance, I should say. And he was just sitting there, like, just, like, laid back like this, just being like, oh, he hit him hard. And like, oh, he just threw it through a table.
And have like, you just... heard him narrate Animal Planet?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
He's narrated Animal Planet?
That is the most priceless it's phenomenal. Thing I have ever watched. I showed it to my grandma, and she laughed your rear end off.
I know. It's amazing.
Your grandma sounds amazing.
Thank you. She is.
Thank you. That's kind of cool, actually. China is working on super fast submarines powered by lasers.
What?
Oh my gosh. Hey, Austin. Austin Powers. Laser beam.
Lasers. But,
oh man.
Yeah, so essentially what they've done is they're trying to, like, make a submarine that has a bunch of lasers all around it, and then it, like, and it shoots lasers behind them, and it propels the submarine forward.
What is this? Is this the future?
Is it like a lobster, how the lobsters move in the water?
What?
What?
What? What?
Lobster?
Where did lobsters come from?
We're comparing a lobster to a submarine.
You know how the lobsters, like...
They have a tail that...
They shoot their tail, and it pushes them forward. Like they... Yeah,
well, it's not quite like that. It's just the lasers aren't moving. They're just like, bam, and it pushes them forward.
It's like pushing them forward, like the lobster tail.
I don't know if that's.
Yep.
That's how it works, guys.
Okay.
I'd probably compare
this submarine. The closest thing would be a drag strip race car because it legit propels forward like at an extreme rate of speed.
But lobsters do that too.
What was it? Okay.
Well, but okay, completely different concept. But
she loves her lobsters, man.
I'm a little baffled right now. Here we go.
She said it propels forward like a lobster.
It propels forward like a lobster.
That's a quote.
Apparently. Research has shown that nearly half of China's major cities are just sinking.
Oh, like New Orleans?
That's...
It's just sinking.
That's not in China.
I know, but, like, here, it's sinking.
I guess.
New Orleans.
You know what's set? You know what's in New Orleans?
The Princess and the Frog.
Mardi Gras, otherwise known as the theme of the Plainfield Bells and Bows 2024 show for show choir. Yes, sir.
Did you do the play at Plainfield?
No, I did not.
You guys are not real people.
I know.
Hey, I'm more real than Trey is.
What?
Trey is catching strays over here.
He's not even in the...
Where'd he go? He was just in there.
Yes, he left. He's back in Studio B.
Is he?
I think. Probably.
Lorelai, let's move it. Check let's the move, floor. Let's move on here. We have 9 minutes, guys.
But yeah, so due to water extraction and rapid urban expansion, sea levels are rising, which means that China's major cities are sinking. There we go. That's what I meant to say. Apparently, the Biden administration is delaying the plan to ban menthol cigarettes.
But we're banning TikTok.
Yep, pretty much. The Biden administration postponed its plans to ban menthol cigarettes, citing potential backlash from African-American voters. Anti-smoking groups argue menthols disproportionately harm African-American communities and entice the youth to smoke. The delay drew criticism from civil rights leaders and health organizations who emphasized the need for decisive action to address the health disparities and save lives, proposing alternative strategies such as vaping products, which, I mean, still isn't good, but which, I mean, we've learned all about that, right, guys? Yeah. We've learned all about
how vaping... It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been a while.
How vaping is very bad, you know?
Can you find it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not playing anything right now.
We have...
Puff that stuff.
Here, but yeah, so guys, vaping isn't good, and let's learn about that.
The IHSAA, in partnership with the state of Indiana, wants to clear the air regarding our state's vaping epidemic. Why do people vape?
I am a cloud maker.
I am a flavor chaser.
I am a buzz seeker.
What do they think they're vaping?
I like blueberry lemon haze.
Mmm, cucumber mint.
Wild watermelon for me.
But what are they really inhaling?
Wait, arsenic?
Formaldehyde?
Lead? Ugh.
Vaping is not harmless. It is highly addictive. It can cause irreversible damage to your kidneys and lungs. It can ruin your life. Visit the IHSAA website, don'tpuffthisstuff.com, to better understand what vaping is and what it can do to you.
So in conclusion, menthol cigarettes are bad, but vaping is no better. So don't puff that stuff. And anyway, let's move on to our next topic. Hundreds of people in New York City on Union Square gathered to watch a man with the alias Cheeseball Man 427.
What?
Eat an entire bucket or an entire jar of cheese balls. He is now crowned a local hero to New York City patrons.
What?
And I am not making this up. This actually happened. Hundreds of people gathered to watch a man eat cheese balls.
Eat a whole tub of cheese balls.
He's a whole big old jar of cheese balls. He's the hero of New York. Spider-Man
who? What happened to Billy Joel, guys?
Spider-Man who?
It's the cheese ball guy now.
It's the cheese ball guy now.
Shouldn't that be in Wisconsin?
Well, cheese balls, it's fake cheese powder. Yeah, it's not real cheese.
You don't compare real cheese to fake cheese, Lorelai. Come on, man.
You know what else is fake cheese? And I need to talk about this. American cheese is the worst because it's not real. It's all synthetic. Have you noticed they don't even call it cheese on the package? Underneath where it says American cheese, it says pasteurized cheese product.
I go to the
product. I go to the cheese. It is plastic, and we need to get rid of it.
I go to the deli and get my American cheese.
It's plastic.
The cheese in Europe's really yummy.
I love Wisconsin cheese, though, like Munster cheese. Yes, sir. Love provolone. I haven't been to Wisconsin in a few years, but I'm going to have to head back.
I've never been there.
It's awesome. I love
Wisconsin. Yeah, I've never been there either.
Yep.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
I go there like every like 3 months. Oh, okay. My phone's bugging right now.
Oh, I did it right. Okay.
Why my phone be bugging?
I don't know how well of a great I'm
okay. So, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson is now official.
I hope Mike Tyson wins.
Me too.
And rules are set. So
my econ teacher yesterday was saying, why is Jake Paul fighting people that he know he can beat and trying to get other fighters to come out of retirement? Like, I don't understand that. And he's like, I hope Mike Tyson's like 57 years old.
And, yeah, you know, he is. He's 57 years old. And have you seen his trading videos? I mean, dude is insane.
He's still got it, man.
But it is now officially sanctioned as a professional fight, which means that the result of this fight will go on both of their official fight records. It's not an exhibition. It's not Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul. It is an official pro fight that will end up on their records. Knockouts are permitted, and no headgear is permitted. Oh. There will be 8 2-minute rounds, and each fighter will be using 14-ounce gloves. So someone said, Mike Tyson, after making Jake Paul paralyzed, "I'm sorry."
Wow.
Get it? Because he's got the high voice and he has a list.
Yep, I get it.
I'm Mike Tyson.
Great job, buddy.
Anyways.
Fantastic.
So Fallout, the show
it's so good.
I have not seen it.
I have not finished it yet, but it's so good.
Well, obviously it's a really popular show on Amazon Prime, the second largest on the platform other than The Boys.
The Boys,
you know, with Homelander and stuff. And because of that, Fallout 4, the physical copies of Fallout 4 are almost sold out because, like, are almost sold out entirely because of the TV show. Fallout 76 is also getting sales, but that game is a piece of garbage. So, yeah. Let's see. A new Game of Thrones video game is reportedly in development at Nexon, set in the north during the timeline of Game of Thrones season 4 and 5. The game promises encounters with familiar characters like Roose Bolton and Jon Snow, albeit with a new voice cast. Players can choose between male and female protagonists, with the other characters still playing a role in the game's storyline. While details remain scarce, the game's format resembles an online story campaign akin to The Elder Scrolls Online. Development is ongoing with no confirmed release date yet. So we'll see how that goes. I think that'll be cool. I think that'll be interesting. I mean, I'm not a big fantasy RPG kind of guy, but so I probably won't play it. But, you know, it is what it is. And the final headline is, today, on this day, we are celebrating 20 years of Mean Girls. The first Mean Girls movie came out in April of 2004.
He's a Mean Girls fan.
I've never seen Mean Girls.
I quote it literally every day of my life. It's amazing and I love it. And the new movie is just as good. I don't care what people say. The music is great.
I have never seen Mean Girls.
The musical music's better.
It's the same music.
No, it's not. The lyrics may be the same.
All right, guys.
All right, that's going to end it for our show. Everyone have a great day.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.